Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC. That's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. I want to teach this morning on the will of God. First, let us go to Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. And it reads, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him." Isaiah chapter 64. Let us go over now to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 9, and I will read all the way through verse 14. I wanted you to read Isaiah 64 and 4 so you will see how the Old Testament is also in the New Testament. Because we read the scripture all the time, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, which corresponds to Isaiah 64 and 4. Here's the word of the Lord. "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." In verse 14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on this Collegiate Sunday, looking to the hills from whence cometh our strength. God, we just thank you for our help and our strength coming from you. God, we praise you this morning. And now, O Lord God, as I teach your word this morning, you anoint my lips, you open their ears that they can hear, and God, let it be a blessing. Let it be a blessing to those that hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. This morning, I want us to look at those passages of scripture, and we're going to deal with God's will. We're going to deal with God's will. Because a lot of times in our life, we start to say, okay, what is the will of God concerning me? What is it that I should do? Should I take this job? Should I marry this person? Should I enter into this relationship? Should I buy this house? Should I buy this car? Is it the will of God? Is it the will of God? And I'm here to challenge your thinking this morning. I'm here to put things on the table, the things which are the word of God, so that you can understand that in order for you to know the will of God, you must have a relationship with God when it comes to those personal matters. In a nutshell, what is the will of God? The Bible is the will of God. And I'm going to share some passages of scripture so that you'll understand that. Now, however, when it comes to those things in our life, the things that we should do, how do we know those things? Because if I was a young person, like my collegiate ministry, if I say, okay, Lord, who should I marry? There's no scripture in the Bible that's going to tell me specifically who I should marry. It'll give me insight on the type of person, but it won't give me the specifics. And I may be in a relationship, Lord, is this for me? Is this the right person? Lord, I want to move to another part of the country. There's no book, chapter, and verse to tell me specifically where I should go. However, you can hear from God, and God can speak to you, and so you will understand him. You must be in his will. What is his will? The revealed things personally for you. But the only way that you can be in the will of God and know the will of God is to have a relationship with him. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we often look at this as viewing heavenly things. But as it is written, I have not seen, and y'all know how we do it. I'm this collegiate today. I'm going to have some fun today. Y'all know how we do it. They have the backed up on the other. Eyes have not seen, ears have not, you know, we say all that. Neither has it entered in the heart, the things God has had in store for us. And like it is a great mystery. But now I want you to take a look at the scripture itself. Look at verse 10. It says, but God hath what? Revealed them unto us by his spirit. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. But guess what? God has revealed them to us. Why? By way of his spirit. You want to know the will of God it concerning you and the things in your life, you have to have it revealed to you by the spirit of God. He will speak to you spirit by spirit. Verse 11, for what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Only God can reveal to you things about you. Only God can reveal to you where you should go. Why? Oh, see, I want to go over here. Because it's another passage of scripture that we quote all the time. But I want us to look at this. Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. We say it all the time, but I want you to get a deep perspective of this morning, young people, when you want to know the will of God. God says in verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Who knows? God knows. Not another man, not another woman, not another person that walks the face of this earth, but it says, I know that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of what? Peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you what I have for you in my will, in the purpose for which I designed you for. God is saying, I'm the one that knows it. I'm the one that can reveal it to you. Nobody else has seen it. Nobody else has heard it. It's not even in their hearts. But God is saying, I know. And now, how do I know the will of God? I must have a relationship with God, connected to him spirit to spirit. That relationship was lost in the garden when Adam ate of the fruit and man fell. But to be reconciled by God is only by Jesus Christ himself. And when you have that reconciliation that has taken place, then you are now being able to be connected back to God. He can speak to you spirit to spirit, and those things that you desire of him, those things that you need to know that are personal concerning you, God will reveal it to you by way of what? His spirit, because Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Trinity, they are all God, and only God can reveal things to you by way of his Holy Spirit, which is of God. I hope you all are following me with this. Give you an example in the Bible. David himself was a man, what? After God's own heart. David found himself over in 1 Samuel chapter 30 in a precarious situation. David was in trouble. They had taken the women captive. They had taken everything, his wives, they took them captive. And David, in verse 6, was greatly distressed, for the people even spake of stoning him. Now, you look at this, they wanted to kill David because of what happened. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, but look at verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord. See, David went and he sought the Lord for what it is that he should do. David was a man after God's own heart. David had a relationship with God where God can speak to him face to face. And David asked God, he said, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And guess what? And God answered. God answered and said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover it all. And if we go to verse 18, 1 Samuel chapter 30, you will see, and it says, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Why? He went to God to understand, okay, Lord, in this situation, I don't feel so good right now. My feelings are carrying me all over the place. As they said in the real talk, my emotions are getting carried away with me. But God, what is it that I should do? What is your will for me in this circumstance? We can even look at Jesus Christ praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying so that the sweat came down like drops of blood. And he was saying, God, if it be so, let this cup pass. But what did he say? Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Who was he praying to? His Father, God in heaven. He was asking God, not my will, but thy will. And God's divine will was for Jesus to go to the cross to die. It wasn't easy. It wasn't nice. It was painful, but it was the will of God. Where God has you right now, where God is taking you, it may be painful. It may be stressful, but it is the will of God if you are in a right alignment in a relationship with him. So the will of God, what is the will of God for my life? I need to ask him. But I can only ask someone whom I'm in a relationship with. And that is, if I'm in a relationship with God, he will reveal it. Go with me back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 14 to drive this home. Because a lot of us are asking God, but we don't hear anything from God. I'm going to tell you, you may be asking and you're not in a right standing and not in a relationship with God. Therefore, you are wandering around and you don't know the will of God for your life. Here's what it says in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to them, unto him. Neither can what? He know them. Because they are what? Spiritually discerned. Your perfect will, the will that God has for you, it's spiritually discerned. It's spiritually discerned. And the only way you're going to know it is if you have a connection to God, spirit to spirit. I hope someone is hearing me today. In order to know the will of God, you must be connected to him by spirit. Why? Because the natural man can't see it. And when we look at this term, when we exegete this passage of scripture, when it's talking about the natural person, the natural man is talking about the person that does not know God, the person who is not born again, the person who lacks supernatural life and wisdom. They cannot comprehend it. They cannot comprehend the things of God. And it appears to be foolishness to them. Just like in real talk this morning, one of them went, The other one stayed. Ruth went with Naomi, and it seemed like foolishness, but she was operating in the will of God. The other one stayed. You see this thing, the will of God. We always sing in that song, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. It may be safe, but it may not be without challenges and be without difficulties. The natural man can't do it. So what man can do it? The spiritual man. The spiritual man, which means now I have to be born again to understand God's will for me, to understand what God has in store for me. So I have a few things that I want to let you know. A lot of us want to know that revealed will of God, that revelation that comes from on high. God, speak to me. But he's only going to speak to you when you realize and understand the revealed word in scripture that he has already given to you that you can read. And until you understand the will of God that you can read, you will not be able to get a revelation of God that will be revealed to you. So you got to read first before it can be revealed. Oh, I hope I'm making sense this morning. Where am I going with this? What is the will of God in scripture? Let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What is the will of God? When you read, the will of God is that he doesn't want anybody to perish. He doesn't want anyone to perish. The will of God is that men and women be saved. The will of God is for men and women to have a relationship with him. So now if you're seeing the connection, if you want that revealed will of God, you must have a relationship with God. And God is not slack concerning his promises, because his will is that you come to the knowledge of him and be saved. Even over in Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through 35, Jesus said, who are my brothers and my sisters? Who is my family? Jesus says, those who do the will of my Father. Those who do the will of my Father are my brothers and my sisters. That family, that relationship, those who are in right standing with me, that is the will of God. To even clarify that further, so that we will understand that, let us take a look at 1 John. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17, dealing with the concept of a relationship with God that lasts forever. A relationship that is eternal when you become a child of God. A relationship that passes everything. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that what doeth the will of God abideth forever. Oh, if you do the will of God, you will abide forever. What is the will of God? Is that you will be saved. And if you are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, oh my goodness, you will what? Abide forever in eternity. Perfect connection and not being separated from God. The will of God is that you have an eternal, long-lasting relationship with him. Or you got to read it before it's going to be revealed to you. Oh, what else does the Bible say about having God's will and having a relationship with him? Let us go to the book, I do believe here, of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. We're talking about knowing the will of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 reads, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. See, look at this. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. And now we keep reading. We're going to find out what the will of the Lord is. Oh, my goodness. And it says, verse 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Oh my goodness. To be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. What? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-mm-mm. The will of God, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So the will of God is to be saved, reconciled back to Him, be filled with the Spirit. So now if you're filled with the Spirit, you can connect to God spirit to spirit. Now that you can see this, and this is what He wants for you to be in His will and how to be in His will. So now you can go to Him when you're connected with Him and ask Him for that will for you personally, which has to be revealed by Him to you. And the only way He's going to do it is if you have a relationship with Him. Oh my goodness. Let's go on and let's take a look at, oh my God. First Thessalonians chapter four. And let's look at verse three. We're talking about the will of God. We always want that supernatural revelation and God speak to me on high. Well, let's look at what He says in His word. And I'm going to talk to my college students this morning because y'all know the pastor is open with you. Y'all wanted to know the will. We're talking about being saved, being spiritually filled. But now let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Uh-oh, y'all college students, y'all know I'm real with y'all. Y'all know, I know what's going on. Ain't nothing changed on the yard. Ain't nothing changed up on FAMU, Florida State, even all the other HBCUs, University of Florida. Ain't nothing changed. It's just the players and the technology. Party here, party there, party everywhere. Oh, she look good. Oh, he's so fine. Let me take them home with me tonight. Oh my goodness. Let me have a good time. But what is the will of God? The will of God is that you should abstain from fornication. That means having sex before marriage. That's what the will of God says. That's the will of God. Y'all wanted to know the will of God. That's it. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which what? Know not God. The Gentiles, those people in the world, they don't know God. So now what is it saying? Verse 7, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Notice that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So the will of God is that you should abstain from fornication. No matter how good he looked, no matter how good she looked on that college campus, no matter how good them Instagram photos look. Oh, come on, I'm gonna make it real. No matter how good them social media posts look, don't do it. Take it from your pastor. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't nothing good happen after midnight. I'm just gonna be real. I love myself some A58. But I loved it a little too much, and it got me nearly kicked out of school. Why? Because I did not abide by the will of God. So you got to be sanctified. What is this talking about here in 1 Thessalonians? You need to be holy, to be pure. The will of God is that your body honor him. I'm going to make it a little bit plainer. Turn over with me to Romans. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The will of God here again is that you are pure, that you are holy, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect what? Will of God. Right here in the word. We want revelation from on high. We want to prophesy all the time. But all we got to do is read. And when we read, then we can have a relationship. And that relationship will lead to revelation from on high for the will of God in your life. Let's get ready to wrap this up. Let's go back again to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, 13. You want to know what the will of God is? Some of us don't like this word. The will of God is called submission. Proper submission to authority, proper submission unto God. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that doeth well. 1 Peter chapter 2. Now, look at verse 15, what it says. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. The will of God here again is that you submit to the proper authorities. As long as they line up with scripture and it does not contradict God, you must be in submission. This is the will of God. A lot of us can't hear from God because we're out of alignment. We're riding on bumpy roads. And think about it. When you drive your car, and it's out of alignment, you're just wobbling, going down the road. That's how a lot of us are living our lives, wobbling down the road, waiting on a word from God, but we can't get a word from God because we're out of alignment, because we won't submit. Submit who? Submit to God, submit to his word, submit to authority, submit to those who have rule over us, as long as they don't contradict God. That is the revealed word from God. We got to read relationship, then it will be revealed. And here's the last point I want to make. As I close this book of 1 Peter, well, Peter hitting on it this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Dr. Jones, this your boy, Peter. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's look at verse 19. Oh, now let's take it up one. Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Oh, I got to start that one over. Chapter 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin where? At the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Look at this thing. It's going to start with us who profess and proclaim Jesus. But think about those who don't know God. I like this, verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Where are they going to be? But look at verse 19. We don't want to hear this. Look at verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. We always say we're going to reign with him because we suffer with him. The will of God is that you suffer not just for the sake of suffering, not because of your mistake, but because of suffering for well-doing, suffering for doing the things of God, just like Jesus did. He did right all the days of his life, but yet they came after him. They came after him. They accused him and ultimately put him on the cross. We are going to suffer. That is the will of God. So now understand, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, you want God to reveal to you the specific will that he has for your life because he says he knows the thoughts that he has for you? Well, I tell you what, you've got to have a relationship with him. First and foremost, the will of God is that you come to know him as Lord and master of your life, meaning you must be saved. Then not only that, you must be saved. You must be spirit-filled. And then when you're spirit-filled, the whole sanctification process, being set aside, being pure, being holy, then submitting, and then being willing to suffer for that which you believe. If you can read that, that is his will that he has revealed to us by way of the scripture. If you do that, then you can get that illumination by way of the Holy Spirit. Then God can speak to you by way of his spirit, because now you have a connection. You're connected by way of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, who is God, who knows the mind of God. That is, if the Holy Spirit is in you, residing in you, and he knows the mind of God, he can speak to you spirit to spirit. Don't go that way. Make a left here. Make a right there. Don't
Talk to that person. Go down the street a little bit further. I want you to marry this person. I want you to buy this property over here. The only way you can get your personal revelation from God is if you have a relationship with God and you're connected to him by spirit to spirit. That is the will of God. And that's all you can understand in closing. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I just feel the spirit of God. Y'all know I get excited. I like to teach. I don't hoop a lot. I love to teach. Want you to understand this. My last scripture, and I'm closing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. No matter what you're going through, if you're in a right standing, right relationship with God, a right relationship, and you're in his will, no matter what's going on around you, if God said, come, come. If God said, move, move. I like verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, in everything, give thanks. Oh, in everything, give thanks. Why? Because for this is what the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. So today, understanding the will of God, knowing that eyes may not have seen it, but if you connect the spirit to spirit, he will reveal it to you by way of his spirit, because the natural man can't receive it. But those who are connected spirit to spirit can know the will of God that he has concerning you for your life. And your life is not my life, and my life is not your life, but God understands, and God knows you. The very hairs on your head are numbered.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.